This hour brought to you by Xfinity. Get speed, coverage, and control you need with Xfinity XFi.
Live from State Street and the Old National Bank Studio, this is Waddle and Sylvie. See them on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Or listen to the ESPN Chicago app, ESPN 1000 and 100.3 HD2.
This is WMVP, WSHE HD2 Chicago.
A Good Karma Brands radio station.
Continue with your Bears phone calls. Bears lose to the Packers yet again. Got to play some Aaron Rodgers sound, too. As he was walking off the field, had some interesting things to say about Chicago playing against the Bears. 312-332-3776. I want to play you some of the Luke Getsy play calls.
Ugh, again.
Yes. From
We're both Getsy guys, but got to stop with this overly conservative approach at times, in my humble opinion.
Yes, yes. And again, like, I have a major problem with that word, even. Like, I just don't.
Well, what better? We can.
Let's
just find a different word.
Because I, like, conservative means to me, you're doing it for a reason. You're being conservative for a reason.
So the question is, why are you being so conservative in certain situations? That should be the question of the household.
And there's no reason for it.
I'm with you.
Like, again, if you're playing because you cannot lose this game under any circumstances, you know, and even then it's still wrong, but at least, like, you're playing too conservative in nature.
There's no good explanation for why you're being conservative, but that's kind of the interpretation of how they've approached things at times.
This is the exact opposite. Like, this is the time to play loose and to play free experiment and to see what he can do and everything like that. And, like, I don't even think that this first play call that I'm going to play is even conservative. I think it's just stupid. Pure stupidity. Pure Nagy stupidity. And I do like Luke Getsy. I do like him as my offensive coordinator of my favorite football team. Also, we've got Jesse Rogers on standby if anything breaks in San Diego. He's at the winter. What are these? I always get mixed up. Are these the winter meetings now? Were the general managers meetings first and the winter meetings are now?
These are the winter meetings.
Winter meetings. And I believe these are the first time they're in person in a couple of years. And if you missed the news today, there was big news. Trey Turner has signed with the Phillies.
11 years, $300 million.
It's incredible. It is incredible. Trey Turner goes to the Phillies, who are this close to winning it all this year. So he leaves the Dodgers. He heads to the Phillies. He is reunited with Bryce Harper. Justin Verlander also goes to the Mets after DeGrom this weekend went to the Rangers. So we're seeing some action now. The stove is hot, except here in Chicago, where I don't even know if it's preheated yet, if anyone has turned it on. Or do I have my analogies wrong? Do you preheat an oven? Do you actually preheat a stove? You don't, do you? You just turn it on?
You boil the water.
Right.
You don't preheat a stove. No. You just turn the gas.
I mean, it depends on how far we're going back with this stove, right? Yeah, you're not going to preheat it. But are we working with coals here?
Maybe
like
that's
an old fashioned
exactly
stove.
What Chicago baseball is doing. They're preheating the stove right now. They're doing nothing.
They're digging coal up to put into the stove. They're still in the digging up process. They're still acquiring whatever it is they're going to burn to create the heat. They're in the process of accumulating fuel.
I think Kenny and Rick are arguing about what their method of heating the stove is. And then Jerry's got an opinion that he still uses this method.
Why do you need any heat? It's hot out here in the desert. Come out here.
Rick Hahn's like, I don't need a stove. I got Pedro Grifol as a cook.
Have I told you how much we love him as a manager?
Oh, yeah.
Which he may be a great manager.
He may be a great manager, right. It just shines a light on how dumb they were the last couple of years. So there's that, okay? So now we move on. 312-332-3776 if you want to react. Also, the holiday parody song contest. Alive and well, we had a leader in the clubhouse submit his song on Friday. We can recap some of the best ones we've got so far. He was very excited by our reaction, too.
Oh, was he? Good.
Yes, yes. Good. Get your holiday parody songs in at ESPNParody.com. We're 2 weeks, a little less than 2 weeks away from our big holiday party at Q Bar in Darien. So that's going to be a lot of fun. That's on the 16th. The deadline to submit your holiday parody songs is basically here. It's this Friday. Tyler, do we have a time on that? Is it 5 o'clock, 6
o'clock?
It's
5 o'clock. Let me confirm with Travis, but I believe it's 5 o'clock.
AM or PM?
Let's use our heads.
Just to be accurate.
Let's use our heads.
Just to be accurate.
Maybe end of show?
17.
See if we could move it to end of show.
End of show.
End of show on the 9th.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, so ESPN parody.
Let's go. Again, this is the come on.
The Stern pinball machine on the line. The Mandalorian. I never told this story Friday. Greg Braggs, our good friend.
It was his birthday last week.
I'm happy belated to Braggs. I was saying that it's the Mandalorian pinball machine, and that in the middle of this Mandalorian pinball machine is a miniature baby Yoda. And he was telling me that I'm using the wrong term for it. That Baby Yoda isn't called Baby Yoda. Baby Yoda's name in The Mandalorian is something with a G. Let me scroll.
You are a huge nerd.
Yes, I agree with that, Meller.
Gargantuan.
Grigor or something like that? Does that ring a bell to anybody?
You are a huge nerd.
Where is this text me.
So I'm seeing in the Twitch chat, they're saying Grogu.
Grogu. I was asking my son if this was
shocking
true or not.
That they know that there, isn't it?
But you are a huge nerd.
So he was not known as Baby Yoda back then? So if I were to say that there's a miniature Baby Yoda, I'd be incorrect. It's a Grogu?
Isn't Baby Yoda miniature to begin with? Isn't that
not if you're a big
redundant?
Baby. I have your big baby.
Baby Yoda is miniature, or is he smaller than a normal baby?
I'm
Yoda?
So confused. I don't follow. I watched the first three that came out, which I guess now are now known as 4, 5, and 6. Star Wars.
You are a huge nerd.
How many are Empire, left? Are there more?
Oh, there are so many. I mean, Star Wars was the first one that came out, but it's episode 4. Empire Strikes Back is episode 5. Return of the Jedi is episode 6. Then they made 1, 2, and 3. I don't know what the hell those are called. Then they made 7, 8, 9. Now there are all these television series on Disney, including The Mandalorian, right?
I'm trying to figure out. Maybe you know this. I know I can go to the Google machine for this, but do you remember the year the first Star Wars movie?
I would guess 77.
Wow.
1977? Is my guess, okay? That is my guess.
Okay. Just do you know what it was named? I'm going for
Star Wars. When did Star Wars first come out in the movie theater?
I'm trying to figure it out.
How hard is that to type with those
figures? It's 77. 1977.
Yes.
Like, for the love of everything good and pure.
You are the worst Googler I know.
There's no question. There's no question. What was the name of self-titled later? Empire Strike Back was 1980. Return of the Jedi was 83.
Waddle was spelling wars with a Z.
Was
he
I?
Was Googling Star Wars.
No, I wasn't. I got it with an S, right? I put it with an S.
So we got this. We got the Mandalorian thing with either the Grogu or the miniature Yoda.
You are a huge nerd.
It's a cool pinball machine is what we know.
It's awesome.
So send us your holiday parody songs. So Cuddy, what? Now you texted Cuddy about what?
I wanted to see how he enjoyed the football game yesterday. He said the boys had a great time. And then I said, any chance that, you know, because he's got a connection with Mike Shanahan, who happens to be the father of Kyle Shanahan, who's the head coach of the San Francisco 49ers, who is on the verge of looking for a new quarterback now that Jimmy G is out for the season as well. And I just said, hey, knowing Shanny, has he called you yet? Ha ha! He said no, but if he does, I'll listen.
Did he say I'll listen or I'm in? I think he said no, I would do it. I think his words were...
I said, Shanny calling. He said, ha ha, he hasn't called me, but I would do it.
That's what he said. Yeah, I would listen, I would do it.
Yeah, I'd do it.
He hasn't played in about 5 years, right? And then what'd you
probably
say? You said, is he in shape? You asked him if he's in shape.
And I did. He said, I play quarterback. And then I sent back, well played.
Zetterman was the one pitching us
this
idea. He did.
The reason why we even had the reason I sent the text was because Zetterman said, hey, maybe Jay should come back and play for the 49ers. And I was like, look, they got the connection with the Shanahan family. So I sent him a text. He responded. I said, would you like to come on the show now to talk to us about your experience yesterday? And then we can laugh about the San Francisco thing. And I'm back on Ghost Patrol.
You last played in 2017 for the Dolphins.
Yeah, so that's a long time ago.
Back on the ghost list. You know, that's what happened.
Would you rather have Jay Cutler, who hasn't played for 5 years, or Baker Mayfield? Danny said easily.
Me personally, I want Jay to play. I want to see that
for our store, for our show purpose.
Of course,
I think for Shanahan's offense, Cutler, legit,
really,
for Shanahan's offense, because I don't think Baker Mayfield can operate and do what you want him to do. He's at his best when he's just...
Listen, when was Jay his best? He was in Denver, right, with Mike Shanahan in charge.
This is his son, though.
I get it, but, like, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. I'm talking system-wise. Boy, would that be fun for us. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, selfishly, of course. That's, you know, first and foremost, selfishly.
Can you imagine that could be the ultimate vindication story?
Yeah.
Can you imagine that Jay Cutler, who got all the bad pub, would come back after not playing for 5 years and lead that 49ers team to a Super Bowl?
Jeff Saturday just got the Indiana Colts head coaching job, right? Why can't Jay go back and play quarterback for the 49ers?
Oh,
it would be great for us.
It would be such a great
thing. We would move the show out to Santa Clara.
Well, I don't know. Relax on that. That's like all the people saying, when Coach Ditka got the New Orleans Saints job.
Of course.
Let's move the show to New Orleans.
Northy did shows from New Orleans when Coach took
Yes, and Cap wanted to do shows from Latrobe, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. I mean,
just one show.
We could do.
Robbie's there. Yeah. We could hang out with Robbie, who just became what, the 10th?
Congrats to him.
Yes, congrats to Robbie. He's number 10 on the all-time scoring list. Is that correct?
Yes, he just passed Sebastian Janikowski, 10th on the all-time NFL scoring list.
That's awesome.
Can I play you this now? This is midway to late in the third quarter. The Bears are up. Meller, was this 16-10 Bears at the time?
Hang on, I'll have it for you in a second.
I believe it was 16-10 Bears, and it's getting late in the third quarter.
Yes, you're correct. It was 16-10 with about 5 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Yes, 5 minutes to go here. And the Bears get first and goal at the 9-yard line. First and goal at the 9-yard line. Justin Fields is having his best passing game of the year. He is accurate. He doesn't have any... really off-target throws. I think he had like 2 incompletions at this point.
He was rolling. Yep.
And then on first down, Luke Getsy says, I am going to take the ball out of my best playmaker's hands and line up in Wildcat. Who's this guy from Tennessee that they've got lining up in the backfield at quarterback? Arrington Stevens? What's Darrington?
Whoa, that's
what's
his Lexington
name?
What?
Huh?
Darrington Evans?
Lexington what?
Yes. He's not bad. He's got some wiggle to him.
He does. He's got more wiggle to him than Trestan Ebner.
Yes, that's for sure. But there's no reason why you should ever take the ball when he's hot and you're trying to develop a quarterback and he's rolling like he's rolling. You take the ball on first and goal. And he's accounted for 20 touchdowns on the season, I think 21 at this point, because he already scored a touchdown running the ball earlier in the game. 21 touchdowns on the season. This is a playmaker. And you take the ball out of his hands, first and goal at the 9-yard line, because you line up in Wildcat, and this is what happens.
It's a 21-yard run, the longest for Evans, and it's first down and goal. We go direct snap here. Montgomery with a flag throw.
By the way, Adam, that was the second
holding offense from the 76. 10-yard penalty. First down.
Tevin Jenkins on the penalty mark. Okay.
So now you go on a stupid-ass play call at first and goal from the 9 where you take the ball out of your best player's hands when you know your goal at 3 and 9 is to develop him and to let him try to make decisions and throw the football on his best throwing day of the year at first and goal from the 9 and you line up in wildcat and now all of a sudden you're playing from behind the sticks and now all of a sudden it's first and goal from the 19. First and goal from the 19. So now all of a sudden, here's the next play.
First and goal back at the 19. Montgomery got away for a moment from Preston Smith. And then Dean Lowry and Jaire Alexander. And everybody populates the football, which I'm sure will make Joe Barry happy. It's a loss of 5.
Now, you don't let him do anything again on first and goal from the 19. And you give it to Montgomery, and he loses 5. Now it's second and goal from the 24-yard line. And now on
third... Got a good play for that?
They threw a screen. Because he didn't want him to... I don't know what you're... Again, what you're being conservative about. How about you let Fields get a little of that back? Let him work the middle of the field. Let him use some of those big bodies he's got at wide receiver that he's used earlier in the game.
Cut it loose.
Like here. Yes. What is there to lose at 3 and 9 having the best throwing game of his career so far? What are you worried about here?
Not playing for field goals at this point in the season. I'm not. Not looking for that.
Why are you playing for field goals ever? Like, and especially then at 3 and 9 when he's having the best game of his career.
Well, I mean, again, if you're 9 and 3 and you're playing for a playoff spot and you're at that spot, I don't mind playing for a field goal then. You're 3 and 9 and you're trying to develop your quarterback. I do mind playing for field goals.
But even in, like, this is a conversation for another day, but even it, teams have shown you when you play for field goals and you're playing against the big boys, you're playing against Mahomes, and you're playing against some of the good teams in the league, you don't win games playing for field goals. You win games when you score touchdowns. Playing for field goals with 5 minutes left in the third quarter is get you beat in this league.
If you take a sack, you may find yourself out of field goal range.
Well, also playing on a wildcat and taking the ball out of your best player's hands gets you a first and goal from the 19-yard line after a holding penalty.
That's true, but again, like if you ask the question in a different scenario when I'm playing for a playoff spot and you're second, or you're what are you, second goal
again,
or third goal from the 24?
A debate for a different day. Let's
right, that's
take
what
our
I said.
Eye off the ball. I still disagree with you. I think in this scenario at 3 and 9 with your quarterback developing in a situation where he's having his best game, you went wildcat, running the football for -5, screen pass, and you completely disallowed him from trying even to make yes. a play from goal.
Totally agree with you.
Goal to go. I mean, it was inept play calling. And I like Getsy. I don't want Getsy gone. And I don't think you have to worry about Getsy going anywhere now after the Atlanta game and after this game. But that was awful play calling for your quarterback that you're trying to develop in that situation.
Don't be conservative. I'm going to keep saying the word because I know you don't like it.
Yeah, again, because I keep asking, like, what are you being conservative for?
I don't know, but it's the accurate description.
What
it's an accurate description. I don't know why he's being conservative, but that is a conservative play call. For what reason? I can't tell you. I have no idea why they decided to go there. That's not an aggressive play call. So what's the opposite of an aggressive play call?
What is wildcat? Like, that's not a conservative play call. That's a dumbass play call.
Well, strategically, that's different.
Like, you always used to say, too, like, when you've got Drew Brees and you would run in, what's his name, to come in and you...
Taysom Hill.
Yeah. Like, Drew Brees in his prime was one of the best players in the NFL. Any play... And this is especially a step down with Fields comparatively, and you're trying to develop Fields especially. But, like, to take Fields out of the equation on first and goal from the 9, when you're trying to develop him...
I didn't call the wildcat a conservative play. That's a bad play call from my perspective. When you're running the ball out of standard offense instead of allowing your quarterback to push the ball downfield. That, to me, is a conservative approach that doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah. I could not believe my eyes. Could not. And there were
We've
others.
Seen instances this year where they've gotten conservative at times when most of us were like, hey, listen, what are we being fearful of right now? Give them the opportunity to make plays. And if they make mistakes in the process, so be it. It'll serve as a learning experience.
Like, that should be meeting time. That should be Tuesday game plan meetings. Guys, let's keep our eye on the ball here. Something that I just said to you. We have a quarterback right now who has grown from the beginning of the season to where we are now. Let's get some of these best play calls to develop him in these situations. We need to have the best Justin Fields plays on the field that we want to see him run that he can benefit from long term. Like, this is why I rage against hearing Alex Brown say shut him down. Because in these situations on first and goal from the 9, there are plays he needs to be running that will benefit him from the long term. Like you said, you want to see more plays for Cole Kmet. You want to see more plays for Chase Claypool. You want to see more plays for N'Keal Harry. You want to see more plays for some of these other players.
Future pieces.
Yeah. And to run a wildcat at first and goal from the 9 is unquestionably stupid.
Which is odd, too, because I think for the vast majority of the season, or at least over the last 6-plus weeks, their red zone package has been very creative. Like, they morph back into this team that does this every now and again, which is odd because when you compare that to some of the other stuff that they've done in the red zone, it's like night and day. I think they've been at their best a lot of the time when they get into the red zone, because they are such a hard team to defend, because the defense is stressed by so many different things that the Bears can do. So to see them go into Wildcat, and then when that play ends up in a penalty, and then go into a shell, so to speak, that's not what I want to see from my favorite football
team. And then maybe if you score a touchdown there, you don't need to win the game at the end. You score a touchdown there, and instead of going up 19-10, you're going up 23-10.
Keep pressing the issue.
Yeah, and there were so many things on what's wrong about that play calling scenario. And it just made me very, very angry. It was the most angry I got during the entire game watching yesterday.
And by the way, like, you could tell that there was a concerted effort to not expose him a ton. There were some design runs. At the end of the day, what do you have, 6 carries? So I think that there was a concerted effort, and rightfully so, in some ways, to... I now want to see more of that going forward. Use the run in a sporadic or a, you know, off balance manner, and he made the most of it. He had a 60-plus yard rushing touchdown, but at the end of the day, only had 6 carries, and one was a quarterback sneak. But let's keep going with the passing attack.
I wanted to see him throw the ball there on 1st and 9.
Yeah,
1st and goal from the 9. I wanted
show
to
me
see
another
him,
one
yeah.
of these fantastically designed plays in the red zone that we've seen this year.
3-3-2-3-7-7-6 If you want to react, the good, the bad, the dirty coming up next.
Oh yes, the delightful sound of Miller Time. We continue to celebrate Miller Time every day on this show because it's what we do. And we have our last live broadcast of the year next Friday. We will be at Q Bar in Darien for our holiday party. Come one, come all. You will see live performances and have a wonderful time with us. Of course, drinking Miller Lights and crowning the 2022 Holiday Parody Contest champion. Join us. It's Miller Time at Q Bar.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter. The good.
It's gone! Oh, my God!
The bad.
That is so bad, that is absolutely brutal.
And the dirty.
I'm talking about nasty.
Wow, so many stories are running through my head right now.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN Chicago.
The good, the bad, the dirty, and it's brought to you by Window Nation. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Buy 2 windows, get 2 free with absolutely no limit. The more you buy, the more you save. You'll get 60 months, 60 full months with no interest whatsoever. Check them out today. WindowNation.com. What the good, the bad, the dirty is, we'll go around the room. Something good, something bad, something dirty that we took in over the weekend. Could be sports, could be anything else. Waddle, why don't you kick us off with your good?
How good was Joe Burrow yesterday afternoon and the Bengals 27-24 win over the Chiefs? How good, I asked? 25 of 31 for 286 yards. That's an 81% completion percentage, averaging 9.2 yards per attempt, two touchdowns, no interceptions. And oh, by the way, what is Joe Burrow's nickname? What are they calling?
Joe Cool?
Is it Joe Cool?
Does he do Joe Cool part two? Like, who is the original Joe Cool? Was it Montana? Was it Namath? Who was the original Joe Cool?
Joe Montana, yeah, I think, sounds right.
No, I think
was it Joe Namath?
Namath, I think, before
Broadway
that.
Joe. I mean, that was Broadway Joe. Joe. And then I think it was Joe Cool was
Joe Montana.
And by the way, Joe Burrow had 11 carries for 46 yards and a touchdown yesterday, tucking and running. That's after a 9-carry game against the Tennessee Titans the week before. The moral of my story is this team has now won 4 in a row, and Joe Cool is playing as well as any quarterback in the National Football League at this point. Joe Burrow and the Bengals, my good.
Joe Montana was Joe Cool.
Yes.
Now he wears Skechers and he pitches avocados.
And he's also, if you check, he is an advocate for Medicare and Medicaid.
Yeah, he leans into it. Everyone gets
old. Good pitch man.
Yes.
Good pitch man.
Everyone gets old.
And, of course.
And he's going to say, I'm getting old and I'm pitching Medicare.
Of course he should. He's going to give you options. If he pitches some moderately priced HGH as a way to slow down getting old, I would take it.
Yeah, you got to find that. I think you can.
I'm going to.
You should do that for the show.
It's very expensive. It's very expensive.
Well, I think you can, as you endorse it, I think someone...
Oh, yeah. Maybe I can get somebody to... A doctor to advertise.
You can be the HGH guy like Urlacher is with the hair man.
Yeah.
You know, Urlacher's hair man, Restore Hair. Mm-hmm. You can be Restore HGH.
Restore your muscle man.
Yeah, muscle man. Restore the muscle.
Yeah.
It's Tom Waddle. I am HGH man.
Can you drink while you're taking that?
I'm sure. I'm sure you can.
Because if you can't, I'm out.
You're out.
I'm out. I like my booze. I'm not going to lie. I drink responsibly. I'm not going to lie about that. I had 2 beers yesterday. Perfect amount. 2 afternoon
That's
beers.
That's good. An afternoon delight.
The night before, I would stayed in. I had 1 scotch.
Look at you.
The night before with that and Friday.
Lots. You went nuts, didn't you?
Too many.
Too many?
No, well, I mean, not too many. Anyway.
Look, I know we've talked a lot about this. I am someone on Twitch, of course, was saying Sylvia and Cap are going to have a party together where they celebrate Justin Fields getting a little bit better this year. I think I'll
go to that party.
I don't think that's the case.
I'll go to that party.
My good is Justin Fields played very well. I thought Justin Fields was good. Until really the last 2 interceptions, he played great. And I think there are a few people who are saying that not totally on him, the interceptions.
By the way, did you see like his QBR was like in the 90s?
Right. You know, the QBR, too, is based most on rushing.
Yeah.
You know, like he gets the benefit with the rushing.
Well, he was 20 of 25 for 250 yards and added quite a bit in the rushing game.
Look, you asked for him to, not just you, but everybody. I want to see him play more from the pocket, Waddle. So he has a week off. He has a bad shoulder injury. He comes back a week before many people thought he would come back. And what does he do? He throws more from the pocket than we've seen, and he throws the ball as well as we've seen. The line protected him. They made some nice catches.
The deep balls were very, very impressive. Those have been, you know, he hasn't been as accurate with those throws leading up. There's another example of growth. Both of the A, let's see some more of those. B, let's see him, you know, throw them accurate. Both balls were dimes.
So I am just going to lean into Justin Fields is my good. And every game I can walk away, Justin Fields is really good. What was the play where he scrambled
to hit Cole Kmet, was it?
Yeah, those are the ones that I'm here for. When, like, the scrambling quarterback to throw, not necessarily the scrambling quarterback to run, the scrambling quarterback to throw. That's what Mahomes does so well. Scramble to throw. Those are the plays I want to see more of. That was awesome. What do you guys have? Tyler, Meller?
My good comes from the Philadelphia Eagles-Titans game where Philly just put a thrashing on the Titans, and A.J. Brown absolutely loved putting it on his former team as well. He was explosive. 8 catches, 119 yards, and 2 touchdowns, and a little bit of trash talk to his former teammates as well. The Eagles ran away from this one, pushing themselves to 11-1. A.J. Brown and the Eagles, just good.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts continues to be great. MVP conversation. What about you, Tyler?
My good is TCU quarterback Max Duggan and what he did to bring his team back and get that game to overtime as well. I mean, some of the runs that he put together to make sure that TCU still had a chance, and they played this game close, and even though everyone was trying to kick him out of the playoff, they're going to be there. So my good, Max Duggan and his performance on
good
Saturday.
How about at the end where he didn't want any celebrations because he couldn't breathe? He scored after the two-point conversion.
Yeah.
He's like, no, leave me alone. Yes. I can't breathe.
You know, he had all those turf burns, too, where those little ground-up
pellets,
black pellets get under your skin.
Those weren't burns. Those were wounds.
Wounds, yeah. Tough guy.
Wounds.
Tough guy.
What's your bad, Waddle?
My bad was if you watched the Pac-12 championship game on Friday night, the USC defense, bad would be too kind to describe them. They gave up 533 total yards to the Utes and 47 points. And I'm not sure in my 55 years, and I don't know how much football I watched when I was a toddler. Let's just say conservatively in my, I started watching consistently probably at 10. So in my last 45 years, I'm not sure I saw a worse display of tackling than I did from the Trojans.
Even on some of the Bears
teams.
Will
you co-sign that, Tyler? Oh, I mean, there were several Utes touchdowns that were the direct results of Trojan defenders just letting go of guys. It was uncanny. I thought I was watching, you know, something that was
lubed up.
They pulled the old Trojan horse on us.
I thought it looked like they were on the take.
There was one on the, I think it was like the third quarter.
That's how they played.
Where it was like a third
and
seven.
Dude was stuck. Yeah, they had him.
They had him third and, they would have had him fourth and four.
Turn it into a tutty.
40-something yard touchdown.
It was unbelievable. It's the worst defense I've seen in any level. Awful. My bad is the USC defense. I wanted to see the Trojans in the playoff game, too. No sale.
Remember we did this with the White Sox with their record in the second half from a year ago, and then we tied it into their performance this year? We're going to do that with the Bulls. The Bulls last year, up until about the end of February, were 39-21. Since that time, Waddle, they finished the year last year at 7-15. The Bulls have started this year at 9-14. All right? How about that? They are 16-29. The Chicago Bulls are 16-29 since February 24th of last year. You want to figure in the playoff series against the Milwaukee Bucks, too?
Let's do that.
They're 17-33. They're a team that have double the amount of losses than they do wins since February 24th. This is a really bad basketball team since the calendar turned to March of last year.
Yeah.
And it is absolutely brutal to watch them.
You defined yourself over a period of time, and as we said about the White Sox, they were a very average team, as was highlighted by their record. Based on your statistical analysis here, they're a very bad team.
16
not an average team.
In regular season play since February 24th of last year, the Chicago Bulls are 16-29. I would challenge you to find many worse teams than that over the last 47 games or so, 45 games or so. You won't find many.
Nope.
I'll email Jacob Nitzberg to see how many worse teams there are than that. What do you guys have for your bad?
My bad, we touched on it briefly. The U.S. going out in the knockout stage on Saturday morning, 3-1 to the Netherlands. Disappointing efforts and disappointing decisions by the manager, Greg Berhalter, to leave two of your better offensive attacking players on the bench to start the game when you knew you were probably going to need to muster their best ability if you're going to have any chance against the Netherlands. So to go out in the knockout stage, just disappointing for a U.S. fan. I'm kind of sick and tired of hearing the, hey, we're proud we got to that point. Let's shoot for a little bit higher these days.
4 years. Hopefully it will be higher. What do you got?
My bet is Tua Tagovailoa. I mean, he missed a ton of throws in that game against the Niners. And if he hits a few of those, they're right in that game and have a chance to beat a team. Instead, they lose to a third-string quarterback in Brock Purdy.
What does Stacey say? Pressure burst pipes? Is that what he says? They pressured the hell out of him. Just like every dropback. It was a jailbreak. That San Francisco team is built. If they could just keep some of their guys, I've never seen a team over the course of a stretch have more significant injuries year in year, year after year.
Have you seen in like either the last five or six games, they are outscoring opponents 70-7 in the second half?
Yeah. Halftime adjustments.
You know what Gene Greco would say about him, don't you? You're so Purdy. I can't, like, he wouldn't make that joke when Davey was out with us today. Yeah. You're so Purdy.
Meller was telling us a story, too, that he's got some pedigree and was and at the collegiate level was...
And he was injured in high school, so he was a highly thought of recruit, and I think he was injured his junior year, so he kind of... They stopped recruiting him. Then all of a sudden, he got back healthy in his senior year, started playing well again. The only team that really gave him an offer initially was Iowa State, so he committed... And I believe Alabama, Nick Saban offered him at one point a chance to be a walk-on at Alabama. Well, after he started playing really well and Iowa State offered him a scholarship, Nick Saban came back and apparently offered him a scholarship to Alabama at that point. And he said, no thanks, I've already committed to Iowa State. And he went on to have a very good career at Iowa State, so who knows?
By the way, he was 29 of 46 for 276 yards, two touchdowns. And an interception, I believe. No, 25 of 37 for 210, two touchdowns and an interception. So not bad for a guy that had to step in, after the first series? I think that's what it was.
Awfully Purdy.
What's your dirty?
Speaking of injuries, my dirty is the injury that Trevor Lawrence suffered. I cannot believe he was able to come back in the game. I thought he tore his ACL, his MCL, his PCL, and every ligament in his ankle. I couldn't believe the angle at which his knee and his ankle were twisted. And he got back out there, I think, after one series and finished the game against the Lions. By the way, that Lions team has won four or five.
They're dirty
and their
good.
One loss in their last five games was to the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, they're dirty. And that was right down to the wire. Dirty good. My dirty is watching a team like the Philadelphia Phillies sign Trey Turner and watching Chicago baseball twiddle their thumbs. Is that that's a term?
Yeah, twiddle your thumbs. Just sit around, not doing anything, not accomplishing anything, passing my time by twiddling my thumbs.
Jed, let's have a drink at the bar. We're in San Diego for the meetings.
I'm in.
Ian, Rick, Kenny, you in? Drink at the bar? You just spent $300 million, suckers.
Let me tell you a story about our manager. We love him.
Yeah. We almost got Bryce Harper. See Machado over there in San Diego? We almost got him, too. Yeah, we got biblical losses.
We have Clevenger. What do you got?
Well, we're looking for a catcher. We got Wisdom still.
Mervis.
We got Saya. Saya said yes to our money last year. I'm playing Jed, right?
I know, yeah. I like Jed, though.
Yeah, I know. Nico's good.
Yeah.
You know, if we don't land one of the shortstops, we'll just keep Nico at short. You know?
Is Wisdom still going to be your third baseman?
He'll play
first. Who's
in
second?
He's going to play. What do you mean? We made a big trade with the White Sox a couple years ago. Nicky Two Strikes. He's going to have a bounce back here. We got him on a good health program. Going to finally get those White Sox muscles to heal. You know, it takes 2 years for
John
that.
John Gomez, your catcher still?
John Gomes, please. Gomes. Yes.
Is he your catcher?
He's the leader of men, is what he
is. I know,
is.
But is...
Yes.
No chance you bring Wilson Contreras back?
There's a chance. We hear no one wants him. Told you so. May come back and we could do another round of hugs.
Can I offer you a Yasmani Grandal for even more leadership in your clubhouse?
No, thanks. Let's have another beer, though.
I'm in for that.
Let's twiddle our thumbs.
It's not Jed's fault. His
Chicago. Oh, there's Bruce Levine. Bruce, any other fake rumors you got for us?
Oh! Ow!
What do you guys have? What's your dirty?
It's not Jed's fault that his boss is more interested in buying Premier League teams, spending his money there. My dirty is the NFL for subjecting us to a second consecutive week of Colts football in primetime.
Oh,
enough.
Yes.
Stop it.
Yeah.
The Cowboys, in case you missed it, because most people probably turned the game off at this point, I believe they registered an NFL record, 33 points in the fourth quarter.
At any point, do you think Jeff Saturday was standing on the sidelines of that game thinking, oh my God, I've made a bad decision?
Probably when he didn't challenge that one fumble.
I wasn't watching. At that point, I had moved on to something that was
he
not
wasn't watching
Dallas
either.
Football.
My dirty is Chase Claypool and what he did to our parlay. He swindled us out of winning
a
parlay.
Yeah, that's a good point. We should tell that story next.
30 yards. Yeah, we'll tell it next.
Yeah, this is a good story. It's a bad beat. You should tell Van Pelt. It was a poor, poor beat. And, man, we nailed all of our thoughts. We're right there, too, amongst others, too. We were right on this game. 312-332-3776. You want to talk some Bears and Packers? We still have to play some Aaron Rodgers sound. And also, do the Bears need a kicker? Yes. Are we adding a list for Santa in this holiday season for the Bears and putting on their wish list now a kicker? It's coming up next.